The Golden Goose. Brothers Grimm. Once, there was a rich farmer with three sons, and the youngest son was known as Dummling. As he was of a gentle and easygoing character, and always did as he was asked, but did not speak much, he was held in lower regard by his parents than his two elder brothers, who were very boisterous, laughed loudly, and showed off at every opportunity. One day, the eldest son went into the forest to cut wood. His mother gave him a nice omelet and a bottle of wine for his journey, and he went on his way. He had barely arrived in the forest, when a little old man dressed in gray and sitting on a felled tree said to him, "Hello, young man. May I ask you a favor? Give me a piece of the omelet you have in your pocket, and let me drink some of your wine. It's been a long time since I've had anything to eat or drink." The young man replied, "I'm very sorry, but I don't have very much for myself." Then he walked away and, when he came to a clearing, he began to chop wood. The oldest son, who was usually so skilled at this work, made a wrong stroke with his axe and it struck his arm, and he had to hurry back to the farm to be treated. "Since my brother can't do the job," said the second son, "I'll take his place and chop some wood." He left and met the same old man dressed in gray. The young man replied in the same way as his older brother. He was injured in the same way as his brother and had to return home. "What a cruel twist of fate!" exclaimed the father. "But the wood must still be cut." "If you like, father," said Dummling timidly, "I could perhaps cut the wood instead of my brothers?" "That's impossible, you're no good at anything. If your brothers who are good at it got hurt, what's going to happen to you?" "Let me at least try." "Very well, off you go, if you want to." The mother gave him a steamed corn cake and some beer that had gone sour. He set off and found the old man dressed in gray in the forest, who had asked his brothers and now him for a share of the provisions he was carrying. "All I have is a corn cake and bad beer. But if you like, we can sit together and eat." They sat down and shared the cake and beer. "You have a kind heart," said the little old man when the meal was over, "and I'm going to give you a gift to thank you for your kindness. In the clearing where you are going to work, there is a very old tree. Cut it down. Treasure awaits you in the roots of the tree." And with these words, the old man disappeared. Eager to please his father, Dummling went about his work and began to cut down trees. He had never wielded the axe so easily. He labored all day and the wood piled up around him. Suddenly, as the sun went down, he remembered the old man's advice and looked around for the tree to cut down. It was a century-old elm riddled with woodworm. It was big. However, at the first blow of the axe, it cracked and fell down. Among its roots, the earth was soft, and he plunged his hands into it and pulled out a golden goose. Its feathers were made of such pure gold that they dazzled like the sun. He took his discovery back to the farm and shared the feathers of the beautiful golden goose with his family. From then on, those around him showed him respect and great fondness for his generosity towards the old man in gray, and no one ever called him Dummling again.